2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
One of the interesting things that I have been noticing, and I think everyone is starting to feel, we're starting to hear over and over that if you want to really help make the change, you got to show up and you got to vote. And not just show up and vote, but show up as an informed voter and vote. And this year you can do that right from your kitchen table because it's going to be right there for you. And so there's no reason not to really be engaged fully. And because of that, we have a really exciting announcement to share with you this morning to help you be that informed voter on some really specific and really important areas in our state here in Utah. So I'm very pleased to be joined now by our good friend Miles Hansen. Miles is the president and CEO of World Trade Center Utah. And they do such an amazing work. The organization is just really dedicated to promoting prosperity across the state, attracting investment, increasing exports, all the international components to that. Miles has a great background in Gulf affairs, international affairs, State Department, and just one of the smartest guys I know. Miles, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Boyd, for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. We are very pleased to announce that we've got a new little partnership for next week coming up with the World Trade Center Utah and Inside Sources. And Miles, I'm gonna let you do the honors.
Sounds good, Boyd. We are very excited to announce that World Trade Center Utah and KSL News Radio are going to be jointly hosting a GOP gubernatorial candidate forum. June 11th, 11 a.m. Well, you know, as Boyd and I talked about how we wanted to structure this, what we really wanted to do was to, almost like we're gathering around the kitchen table one-on-one with each of the candidates, and the focus is going to be talking about Utah's role in the global economy, giving each candidate the opportunity to share their vision for how they would lead Utah's international engagement in our COVID world, and then to jump in an informal way, jump into the specific policies that they would pursue as governor to work towards that vision.
It's so exciting. So again, if you're just joining us, we are announcing that next Thursday, starting on this program, we're actually going to go for 90 minutes. So I'll have to change. It won't be the fastest 60 minutes in radio. It'll be the fastest 90 minutes in radio. But Miles and I will host each of the four gubernatorial candidates. And as Miles said, really to have a conversation, a kitchen table conversation of what's going on, how is Utah positioned locally, nationally, internationally, and what do those who are hoping to lead the state as Utah's next governor going to do about it? So Miles, as we get ready for that next week, what are some of the things that you hope we hear from the candidates? We're really designing this so we can get past kind of the canned answers and the quick quips and get to the substance. What are you hoping to hear next week?
You know, Boyd, we are fortunate to have four phenomenal candidates running for the GOP nomination for governor. And it is, as I look at the turmoil that's in the world, I mean, think about it. We've got COVID. We had earthquakes here. If you look at all of the social unrest, if we try to delve deep into issues of racism and injustice in our country, you know, we need to have a governor that is prepared to lead out in a way that's consistent with the leadership Utah has had since our founding. And Boyd, you wrote an article in the Deseret News, I think it was when the vice president visited last fall, mm-hmm. and you talked about at length the vision that Utah's leaders have had since the very beginning of Utah being a positive global force for both social cohesion and also economic success. And I think that we need that more than ever, not only here in Utah, but as we see increased disruption, instability, calamity even across our country and around the world. I think that we need to have a governor that's prepared to lead out, not only to benefit Utahns, but as we're engaging globally, it's an opportunity for us here in the state of Utah to make our candlestick a little bit taller so that our light can shine a little bit further. Because here in the state, we know how to live according to principles that lead to success. And as we engage globally. It's an opportunity for us to share some of those principles so people can see the way that we get together and we get things done here in the state of Utah, the Utah way of solving problems and moving forward. And that's going to bring increased prosperity for Utahns here. But also, I firmly believe, across the country and even around the world, if we build on these partnerships. And so I'm really excited to have a chance to go in depth with each candidate to talk about their vision for how they would go and accomplish that, and then the policies and ideas that they have to bring to the table so we can make that actionable when they become governor.
Yeah, fantastic. If you're just joining us, we've got Miles Hansen on the line with us from World Trade Center, Utah. We have just announced that Thursday, June 11th, 11 a.m. to 12:30, we are going to have a GOP gubernatorial candidate forum hosted by World Trade Center Utah and KSL News Radio right here on Inside Sources. And we are going to really focus. I don't believe there is anywhere in the world that is better positioned coming out of a COVID-19 pandemic with our new international airport, inland port, Silicon Slopes. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is an international force, educated workforce. I just don't know anywhere in the world that is better positioned to lead a new economy. And as you said, Miles, it's really this ultimate in, window out, where people can look in and see what this laboratory of democracy looks like, where you got a great business climate and free market really functioning well. You've got strong institutions of civil society with neighborhoods and communities and businesses that give back to the community. And I think we've got to have a governor who is ready day one to really start taking on those things. We've got just 30 seconds left, Miles. Anything else you want people to be thinking about? Because I want our listeners to come to this forum prepared. I want them to be ready to really listen with sharp ears. What should they be listening for as we get ready for next Thursday's gubernatorial candidate forum?
Yeah, boy, that's a great question. I think they should be listening for, one, they should be reflecting on what do they want Utah to look like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years from now? As they formulate that opinion, that perspective in their minds, then as they're listening to our forum next week, they should be listening for the candidate that is best positioned to deliver on that vision and to effectuate the change in the leadership here in the state to bring about that vision. That vision is going to be different for everybody who's listening in. I think it's important to emphasize we are focusing on the GOP primary right now, but Boyd, I think you and I are committed to doing one for the general election later
That's
in the
right.
fall. And so everyone's got a bit of a different vision. And so I really encourage everyone to think about that vision, listen for the candidate that's going to be able to deliver on that vision, and then to make sure you fill out the ballot and vote by mail when we all have that opportunity.
All right. Fantastic. Miles Hansen, appreciate it. Really looking forward to having this kitchen table conversation. Miles and I are going to lead the candidates through some really interesting questions and perspective. So join us next Thursday, 11 to 12:30 a.m. Right here on KSL News Radio.